Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, October 27. Coming up, motorists urged to capitalize on final days of traffic ticket amnesty. Sections of High Street in Black River closed to vehicular traffic and Fire Wardens Club launched in schools. The news in detail after the break.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. Motorists have only a few more days to take advantage of Tax Administration Jamaica's TAJ traffic ticket amnesty. The amnesty ends on Tuesday, October 31. TAJ Communications Officer Leighton Beckles is urging motorists to avoid the expected last-minute rush by making use of the various payment options available.
We want to provide our taxpaying public with greater convenience to do even more outside of the regular work week, because going down closer to that time, we expect to see longer lines during the week.
On Saturday, October 28, TAJ will operate 3 additional offices to facilitate persons who wish to pay in line. These are the Port Maria, Kingston, and Santa Cruz offices. These offices, along with the Constant Spring, Spanish Town, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, Montego Bay, and Savannah Lamar tax offices, will be open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. this Saturday. The Pomor office will continue its regular Saturday opening hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Taxpayers may also use a valid credit card to pay their outstanding traffic fines online at jamaicatax.gov.jm. The National Works Agency, NWA, is advising the public that sections of High Street in Black River, St. Elizabeth have been closed to vehicular access. The roadway will be closed until midnight to facilitate the Jamaica Move St. Bess Fitness celebrations. Motorists traveling west along High Street from Market Street, intending to continue towards the Black River Hospital, will be directed onto North Street at the Parish Church, then left onto Central Road. A one-way system will be in effect along School Street, and motorists traveling in an easterly direction from the hospital towards the town center will be directed onto Exchange Drive, then right onto Lover's Lane. The NWA is advising motorists and pedestrians to proceed with caution and to obey the directions of flag persons or posted warning signs in the affected areas. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has reiterated its commitment to increase the number of uniformed groups in schools. Community Relations Education Officer in the Ministry's Region 6, Kareen Reed Clark, says student involvement in these groups is being prioritized based on the unique opportunities they provide for growth and development.
We believe that groups such as the Fire Wardens Club will foster a sense of discipline, also providing an avenue for students to learn and practice appropriate disaster and safety measures.
Mrs. Reed Clark was speaking at the launch of the Jamaica Fire Brigade's Fire Wardens Club in schools in Portport, St. Catherine on Thursday. The launch of the Fire Wardens Club forms part of activities in observance of Fire Safety Awareness Week, which runs from October 22 to 28, under the theme, Empowering Our People for a Fire Safe Jamaica. And the Western Regional Health Authority has launched its Client Charter of Rights e-poster geared at educating Jamaicans about their rights within the healthcare system. Acting Executive Director of the National Family Planning Board, Joseph Reynolds, says this initiative will help promote greater efficiency and customer service within the public health sector. It will also assist patients and other stakeholders to understand the steps to be taken in having their concerns addressed. Mr. Reynolds adds that the e-poster is designed to be understood by everyone, including persons who are visually and hearing impaired.
As the name indicates, the e-poster is a digital poster accompanied by sounds, visual, and is played on television. That way the information is right at our fingertips, as it should be, and we are putting it where everyone can have access to it. This e-poster outlines how clients are to be treated in the healthcare setting.
Mr. Reynolds was speaking at the launch ceremony for the Client Charter of Rights e-poster at the Cornwall Regional Hospital in Montego Bay recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.